Naja.
You
That's.
all saw the news flash? Where you got
Yeah, I just saw it 1 minute ago.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see it yet, I think.
News flash?
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
pretty
received
much.
an email, so I thought I can't mail you, so I thought I'd just drop it in.
Hey, what's wrong with my computer?
Still not.
Het zijn eigenlijk niet de goede instellingen meer. Oh.
Yeah, that's my presentation.
Kind of open it to us.
What the?
You have to change your desktop size.
Okay, everybody ready?
Not really. Sorry.
Computer is not functioning.
Okay, where do I find this? I'm not so good display, huh?
Display and then
Appearance?
settings.
You read the news flash?
No, what was it
Can you
about?
start or is there some pressing
Yeah, my computer is not functioning properly.
Plug in the power cable where you got the
Yeah, no, but my screen is reduced in size.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Maybe I can help with the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, close the door.
Feedback.
There's just one way to do that.
Okay.
No.
Format.
Sorry about this.
So it doesn't draw the attention away.
This is stressful, man.
Property, yeah, I know. It just happens now and
My
then.
own map.
No, not this, but the
Oh.
task.
Task.
Yeah.
Sure, sorry about
No, that's okay.
Did you change anything about this?
No, I
No?
just
Okay.
flapped it, closed it,
Yeah,
took
that's
it here,
okay.
and then this
Yeah,
happened.
it's
Ah.
It's and that's the only way it's you can do it because if you otherwise then
Where was it? At settings?
Well, call me when it's happening
Okay. All
and I can help you.
right.
Like this?
Thank you. Do you guys like your tasks? I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was gonna do, and
Yeah,
then
what you
a
actually
couple of minutes before this, I get my function, you know, the information that I need.
Yeah.
So frustrating.
What you have to do
So,
I had a whole idea and then just
yeah.
typing into that, oh, I have to do that, so.
Yeah, exactly. This presentation is mainly based on my own ideas because I hadn't time to integrate that information yet, so really annoying. Yeah.
We have to start it right away.
Yeah.
Functional.
This is you?
Yeah, functional requirements.
Okay, all right. We're gonna talk about functional requirements. Well, some research has been done, observing of 100 subjects in the usability lab using a remote control. They also fill in a questionnaire. The findings were, well, you can see them for yourself. They dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. Users think they're ugly. They do not match the operating behavior of the user, so they don't match what they want to have on it. They're often lost somewhere in the room. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. And they're bad for Aras I. I don't know how user can read that, but okay. Yeah, it's also was also some research on the most relevant and irrelevant functions. Most irrelevant and less used were audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch, bass, screen settings for brightness and color and stuff like that.
But they are used. I mean.
So they do need to be in the.
Yeah, they do need to be under remote control. I mean,
all right.
If you can't control the sound settings, I mean, if you dislike a very loud bass or something, you need to change that. So.
By the way, my TV doesn't have an equalizer,
yeah,
but
I mean
okay.
My TV has.
All right.
We can't leave them away. Most relevant and most used functions, they speak for themselves, I guess. Power button, channel volume selection, data text, but we can skip that because I saw the new slash, and data text is so outdated that it should not be used anymore in the future, so forget this one. And channel setting, so for programming your channels.
By the way, where did you guys get that new slash
yeah.
from? I
yeah.
didn't get anything.
Yeah.
On the project.
Not by mail. I received the mail, but you don't. So,
no, so
you
it's a text file in the project folder. The data text can be skipped.
That's in the presentation.
Alright.
There was some research on new features in the remote control about an LCD screen and speech recognition. Well, we got an update for the audience, or the targeted group, so it's above 40, I guess, the new product, or below.
Yeah, below 40.
Because that's pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I read.
Our current customers are in the age group 40 plus.
Yeah.
And the new product should reach new market, which is
below.
Customers below 40.
Okay, well.
So
where did you get
that's
in
the
news.
That's in the news. Okay, that's
okay.
Good to know. Because you see a clear distinction between the age groups concerning the features. I mean, above 40, people are not so interested in a screen or speech recognition. But below that age, they pretty much are. So I think we can build it in. Yeah, well, we can skip this part as well because I thought I read above 40, so we could skip the features, but. We just have to build them in because we find it very interesting. Well, we have to keep all the classic functions, but make the buttons as user friendly as possible. And also, so not only the design of the buttons, but how you can push them, stuff like that. So the physical aspect of it. And I think, certainly for the lower age groups, a nice design. Does not make your remote control a notice in your room, but it's
yeah.
actually a part of your interior, of your design in your room. So it's the people can say, whoa, what's that? Well, that's my remote control. So it's
yeah.
it has to look nice and feel nice and have all the functions.
But
that
it also needs to have corporate identity.
Yeah, so the logo has to be
present and colors.
Present, yeah, and the colors as well.
So we can change much of that.
Do we have?
Yeah,
no, never
but
mind.
I don't think that's a problem because the thing has to have a color anyway,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
most of the times there is a brand present on it, so
yeah.
I think that's not gonna
okay.
affect it very, very much. But that are the consequences on the marketing part.
All right.
Okay.
It's open already, so you can use all of that.
Oh no.
You press Alt F4?
No, I press the mouse button.
Oh, great.
That's the self-destruct button.
Yeah,
maybe you can do it from your computer. So
yeah.
If you all go
yeah.
stand around.
Yeah.
Alright.
It's nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I had two examples.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the advanced one with a lot of options and functions and
mm-hmm.
buttons. This
yeah.
is the easy one. I think we have to combine them
yeah.
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Merge the best functions of all examples.
Yeah.
But yeah, the age is under 40.
Yeah,
yeah.
And marketing research stated that kind of users are not afraid of a lot
okay,
of functions.
Okay, so we have the option
so not
for
not
more
too
functions.
Much, but yeah.
Yeah.
And we do have to integrate the screen and the
speech recognition. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
yeah, this one we can remove for kids. It's just only for adults, so we can use some advanced options.
Yeah, from
but
age of 16.
Yeah, but I prefer we use the basic options. Yeah, we have to make them very easy. So for just zapping around the channels, you can just push one button.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to use your video recorder or something else, you should use an advanced option.
Yeah, but the newsflash also stated that it should control only one device,
okay,
only
one
your
device.
Television.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I didn't
it's very easy. No. Yeah.
So
okay.
There are not extra options in this.
Okay.
Case,
and
right?
I also we have to make it fashionable, like you have said before. The basic functions. Only use the extra functions if they are really needed.
Yeah.
So maybe you can hide them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what we can do with the screen is all the configuration options. You can put that in the screen. And
yeah,
that
you make
and
a screen menu or something.
Yeah,
a
screen menu to do that, and then the basic function just on the device itself. So it looks very simple, and all the advanced features are hidden in the screen.
Yeah.
With a clear menu.
What functionality is the screen? What does the screen do?
Yeah.
All right.
Low power.
Yeah.
What are they?
So what does the screen do? They said they needed it, but what does it do? What do they want with the screen?
For the advanced functions, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what we make it up.
Yeah,
so
it didn't say what they want to do with
the
screen. But my guess is it's pretty handy for advanced advanced functions.
Like searching for channels and
searching
look.
For channel programming.
We have your never mind.
But I'm almost finished.
Okay.
We have to watch out for the if you make it very fashionable, the functionality will go down. So we have to make a compromise between functionality and fashion.
Content and form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Content and
form.
Yeah. No, that was.
Okay. Well, my presentation is a bit sucky. Yeah, a little bit. No.
Functional requirements?
Yeah, I think that would be it then. No.
Sure.
I have no idea. That was you will. Let me check. I know. Yeah.
Go for the look and feel of the left example and then a screen on top of it.
All right, how do I skip pages?
The
keys? Yeah. All right. Well, I was working on this before I got my information, so I was just working off the top of my head and using my common knowledge about remote controls. And well, the info on the website, which came too late. So I didn't really know what kind of functions we had to put into it yet. So this is basically an overview of what we discussed in our last meeting. Those were my starting points. I was working on a schedule, and I was supposed to do it like this. But then the information came and it was kind of exact with all the steps in the remote control that I had to follow. So I was trying to organize them for myself and then make the actual design, but I never came around to do that. So I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say about it. I mean, everything speaks for itself, I guess. I mean, you press a button, it sends a signal to a chip, which translates it into infrared signal of certain spatial frequencies and or temporal frequencies actually, and then through a transformer the signal gets boosted and then sent to the receiver on the TV, and the TV will translate it into a function. This was actually all I got around to do. I mean, I don't know if I'm too slow for this stuff, but whatever.
All the functions we want.
Yeah, we want to incorporate.
Yeah.
text only for TV. It should be designed for use group below 40, but I don't think it's wrong if you can target the current customer group as well.
Mm.
And the corporate identity should be clear in the design of the remote. And we have to decide on the functions and on
the target group. We have to make be clear what that is.
The target group of users, or
yeah, users.
Because it says below 40. I mean,
yeah.
I guess
so I think it's easy, but
yeah,
or
male
also
and female.
For children or just
yeah, it's below 40, so we
the
can.
The marketing
decide
research started on the age of 16 to 25, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, something like that. So
below 40 is okay, but we need a lower level which to
what it means?
So is it from 16 to 40? Is it from 20 to 40?
16 to 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess people of 16 are quite used to technology.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They adapted pretty soon, I guess.
And if we have a larger public, we have more options to sell our product.
Yeah. So what we might want to do is have customized the screen functions, if you know what I mean. That younger users are more acquainted with these kind of machines, so they can use more advanced functions, but maybe elderly people don't understand it so well, so they need a simpler remote. And yeah, that you can choose what the design displays or whatever.
That's why I wanted to make different groups of functions, the simple functions for the whole public, and the advanced options for the younger people who are more
experienced.
Are they all incorporated in the screen or just on the remote itself?
I should put the extra advanced options onto the on-screen display.
Yeah. Like you have a visual of the brightness with a kind of sliding bar and the bus and stuff like that for sound and visuals.
So you should have a menu for all the functions you don't use regular, and which are
make a drawing.
Yeah. Shall I?
Draw very big.
Yeah, it's okay. It doesn't have line as well. So. Yeah, we get the idea.
Yeah, well, this is basically
the remote.
Alright, remote.
Yeah.
Usually the power button
on
is
top.
On top, I guess.
It should be easily reached with the thumb.
Yeah, so
it
should fit right
left
into
top
your
or right
hand.
Top?
Right.
Right top.
Right.
Most people are right-handed,
right.
So
yeah, definitely.
Maybe left-handed special edition, but okay. Put it like here or something. I don't know. Then you can put a screen like on a mobile phone, also on top, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you are using the normal functions, the basic functions, you normally
do
press
it also with the thumb.
Yeah.
So it should be a little bit longer so that you can put your thumb also reach the middle, or you should screen at the bottom, but then you can see it very clearly.
Okay, so you have the
you
your hand and the screen is below,
to hold it, so
and the buttons are in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, if you put the screen here, it's more about the functions now than the layout.
That's true. Layouts. That's
doesn't
right.
work too well. It's a spam.
I can help it.
Broke it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You get it. For example, if you put all the.
Right.
So you want a normal piece of paper and this a pen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be easier, huh?
That's usually
yeah,
like left and right for the volume.
Those can also be used for the menu.
Yeah, exactly. I thought,
yeah.
But this is really your department,
yeah.
That we need just the functional display,
yeah.
And four cursors.
And most of the time,
yeah, okay.
One button in the middle, it
for
says menu,
yeah.
And then if you press it, you the screen gets activated, and then you can use these buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You scroll up and down and left and right to go into a function, and then just
yeah.
Most of the time, this menu button is also like okay to confirm a kind of action. So you scroll into it, okay. You select a function like base. You just adjust it with these two buttons.
Yeah.
Then okay to confirm, and then on each screen there should be an option to go back to an upper level,
mm-hmm.
And finally say okay exit, or one button to exit it.
Yeah.
One time, I don't know, that's not really my department. That's more your department too.
Do we need a logo on our remote control?
Yeah,
yeah,
but it should be, if the screen is here, then the logo should be
on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that depends on where you put the screen, but
yeah.
It's essential that there is a screen.
Yeah, I mean the position of the screen is also more essential than, I mean, we look where we have space left and then put the logo over there.
Yeah. And for the speech recognition part, if you want to incorporate that, we need a microphone.
Yeah, so it should be, I mean, if you have it in your hand here, it should be on top somewhere.
Yeah.
Why did we want to put the display in the bottom?
No, that's not...
Okay.
Sure, but
yeah,
you need a display.
Because yeah, if you use the functions, your hand will block the display.
Yeah. Okay, but that's only for the basic function. If you are going to use the advanced option, you are going to press the menu button, and then yeah.
Yeah, I mean a screen on top looks more
normal,
logical.
Yeah.
Also because people use mobile phones, and
yeah.
They also have a screen on top.
Okay. Yeah.
So you just have to reach a little bit for the power.
Yeah.
I mean, if you drive
once it's on, it's on. You don't need the power button.
Most of the times, if a TV is on standby, people just press a channel.
Okay, we put it on top.
Put it on. So we put this on top.
Yeah.
And then make the corporate logo like over here, RR. And the microphone, I mean, it can be very small if you look at your mobile phone. So it
yeah.
There are some stripes, little holes.
Mm.
Maybe on the top or even on the side.
Yeah, maybe on the side. I mean,
it's possible that you cover it with your hand.
True.
Yeah, okay, so
I think
on the top.
But if you hold the remote like this, if you put it on the top, on the side, I don't know,
yeah,
it should be able to work.
Yeah.
Never mind.
On the sensitivity of the mic.
Okay, we'll leave this up to you.
So. But the screen is on top. Which functions did we have left? I mean, this is basically numbers,
volume. Maybe we should decide what advanced options we want to put in the LCD screen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so we needed to integrate those sound and image options, right?
Yeah.
Like bass.
Sound.
So we need kind of an equalizer. If
yeah.
You
equalizer. So if you have sound, but not too advanced. I mean, most TVs use only treble.
Yeah.
Yeah, treble, middle bass or something.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to write.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have sound.
Yeah, sound.
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have a digital
pen.
Better write it down over there,
of course.
We have sound.
Just the
secretary.
Yeah.
yes, please.
And then within sound, I guess, treble and bass.
You had the mono stereo option,
yeah.
And there was something else also, and then pitch.
Pitch, yeah, but pitch isn't that, yeah, that's the height.
The frequency of the tone, so.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Why would you use that?
Yeah, isn't that, that depends on the signal of the program you're watching. And in the functionality of the
television
of the remote, do we want the buttons to make sound when you press them as a confirmation or whatever, you know? I don't know.
I think it gets annoying. I mean, most mobile phones use that in the beginning, but
you can disable
under the advanced option menu, you can put those things.
But the television itself has also the options with brightness and screen color, etc. So
contrast. People don't want to sit on their knees in front of the television with usually only three buttons. It's very hard to
contrast.
Yeah.
Contrast and brightness. Yeah, that are the most used, I guess.
And you
also
want your presentation, right? So I can just copy those.
Yeah, well, I guess that these were the only ones, I guess.
Okay.
But so we have TV options, which is all this,
yeah,
the sound, sound and image, and you have in that the remote control options.
Yeah.
So we need two menus, kind of thing.
Yeah, you have basically a button menu, which you can use directly.
Uh huh.
According to the old principle, and the LCD options are activated based on some software options that communicate with.
Yeah, with the chip and then I mean.
So you have an additional processor and software part.
Yeah, we have a power button, but that's present. Mm-hmm. Channel phone selection present. The numbers present. Yeah, audio settings, mono stereo, pitch, bass, treble, screen settings, brightness, and color.
Color.
Contrast is.
Yeah.
Okay. Color and brightness.
Yeah.
And what you say, channel settings, so channel programming. So you have an option to start scanning all the frequencies.
Yeah,
and when it encounters one, well, it shows on your TV,
mm-hmm.
and then you can select a number in your remote
so
which you want to save.
Channel program is auto seek.
Yeah, auto seek.
Name a channel. Or
well, most TVs automatically display the name which they get through the cable.
Oh, they get the automatic names.
Yeah, so you only have to choose the position on your. It
and
only
you
has to match the channel frequency on your TV.
Yeah.
With the position on your TV and so your remote.
Yeah.
Help.
You also say I want Veronica on the channel number 5 or.
If you already programmed it.
Yeah,
if you want to move it,
yeah,
that should be possible too.
How do you call that?
Yeah, how do you call that? Well, you should be able to browse through a list or something, which displays all the values, all the channels, which are possible. I mean, like 1 to 30 or 90 or whatever. Just browse through it and then, in some kind of way, see if it is programmed.
Swap channels?
Yeah.
Call it that?
Swap channels.
Swap is a good option. Okay. So other functions?
Most of the time, if you swap it, let's say for example you have RTL5 on channel 5 and Veronica on channel 8 and you want to move Veronica to channel 5. Most of the time you override the previous previous order.
Well, that's up to is the user interface
it's
design
pretty I mean you have to look on the menu.
No, those are working design. Toch?
Also.
He only has to figure out how it has to look and how
but also which buttons you have to press to get a certain result.
Yeah, okay, but
working design was to specify how the physical interaction between the components was.
You did your homework, but
Or is it too hard to just do it all on your remote to program the channels?
No, it should be able to do on your remote.
I think the communication with the television is difficult, but that's not our part.
No,
you don't have to design the protocols.
No.
That's true.
Thank God.
Yeah. Okay. So we have to figure out a way to do that easily. I mean, the auto seek is not a problem.
No,
you encounter a channel and then it just says which number do you want to save this and you just press the number on your remote and then say confirm okay and then it's
it's saved. It's easier, it's harder to, if you have already programmed it, to swap. So we have to think of something for that.
The user interface designer can design a menu for all these functions, or put them on
kind of structure into layers.
Can you make a map with all the, because it's now, there are lots of documents.
Yeah, I can. I'll just try to reorganize things. So you design the basic function menu for the LCD screen.
And the layout of the thing.
I think the layout of the screen. Yeah. I think you can concentrate more on the button placement and the placement of the screen itself on the.
Isn't that more the user interface?
No, I think that's more in.
All the functional aspects of the remote, I think, are in my department.
Yeah.
I have to know what it has to do. So if you want to, you know, the changing the channels kind of thing is, I have to integrate that in the design. Yeah. I think that's a good separation.
Do I have to make the menu layout also, or?
I guess so. I think that's your department.
We have to kind of work together. If I make the menu, like, I have to state which function has to be in the menu, and then you have to decide it in a way that is user friendly.
You are going to make a list of what functions are going to be on the screen, menu screen, and I'm going to make a nice menu.
I think
With some layers in it.
And also make clear which buttons to press to get a certain result.
Yeah.
Because that's always the difficulty. Every device has its own.
Yeah. Well, I guess this button, the OK
menu, OK
menu, OK, or you can incorporate two different buttons, like you have on your mobile phone. So this is only for to get in the menu or to exit it. And then I want to confirm, I want to go one step back.
Yeah.
So it's like the save button on your mobile phone if you have Nokia or like that, or the no button.
Mm-hmm.
To go one step back. It's only two extra buttons.
Yeah,
but if it's very clear that they are for the screen.
I think we have to make two groups. One group for the display and one group for the basic functions.
Yeah,
but they're incorporated.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because this is used for both.
Yeah, but maybe it's not. If you're zapping with your remote control, you can press the menu button, and then you are suddenly into
your screen. Okay, so
you want to separate the
button out of here, and just put it under the screen.
Just group the. You make these the advanced functions and these the basic.
Yeah.
We make a line between them.
But we should place the screen on top, right?
Well.
We swapped.
But that's Julian's department.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you just find out.
You
and
just
then
make
the layout.
Okay.
Do we do the extra two buttons or not?
I think you should.
Yeah.
It's easier if you put too many functions in one button. It gets confusing.
Yeah. Okay and back.
Yeah.
Okay and back.
Yeah, or confirm
and
back.
Of course, the four arrows.
Yeah.
No.
But those are still doubly used.
Should we save this picture or you know?
Yeah, I'm not clear about the extra two buttons. We have a menu button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that just to activate the screen.
Yeah. Okay.
So menu button access the menu in the LCD screen.
And then with these buttons.
You navigate.
Okay.
But you can also navigate the channels.
Okay,
the
so that's not.
Those are both.
Hey, is it interesting for users if we put LED lights under the buttons so that if you press on the menu function, that only the buttons that are used for the menu are light up?
Yeah. That's a very good idea.
Five minutes.
That's a good idea because then it becomes
becomes clear which buttons are active now, which you can use.
Yeah, and then it's also easier to integrate several functions in one button.
Yeah.
I think not.
But just one thing, should we use those two then, or only this two to scroll, and then use the two functional buttons to confirm to go into something? Oh no, we have to use this to adjust.
Yeah, keep it optional, because maybe you can, you know, go left, right, and up and down in one menu.
Maybe we should use this also as an OK button still, and then just only a back button.
The problem with the OK button in the middle is, if you're pressing up and down, you can easily press the OK once when you're not already at your choice.
Maybe make one OK button and one navigation button. Yeah, with the channel and the volume. A multifunctional navigation button.
Okay, that's what we decided.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to close down, huh?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Because he doesn't like you. We have lunch break.
Already.
And then we can work for 30 minutes. And I have to write very fast to make the mini. We'll see.
All right. How long is the lunch break?
I don't know. Nobody told me.
Okay.
Do you have to write down our stuff now, or first lunch break?
I believe that's first lunch break.
I have everything in my head now, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
This is.
You can put the laptop back in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Time pressure. Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Sorry for my not finished presentation, huh? Bring it on.
I don't know if it works, but
it
should be
saved. Does it save automatically in the project folder? Or?
Yeah.
Just my own map, so
yeah.
I put everything into the map.
Yeah, I don't really mind. I just put it in this here.
But you've got some extra information.
That's in the
okay.
Yeah, it's just basically what I just
showed. Where did you get the most?
Yeah, I got it by.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get kicked if I don't do it.
All right. I'll try to. So first we have a lunch break now.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know where she's at though.